Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia police officer is in critical but stable condition after officials say he was hit by a bullet under his vest while trying to break up a fight outside Overbrook High School. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
It was around 2:45 when police say officers on the school beat called for backup while dealing with kids fighting outside Overbrook High School. But kids involved also called on a reinforcement, according to authorities. A 30-year-old man with a gun, police say he fired a shot at the ground that ricocheted and hit a 26-year-old 19th District officer in the torso under his bulletproof vest. He was rushed to surgery at Penn Presbyterian Medical Center. Commissioner Kevin Bethel commended his officers for their bravery and quick response.
I'm proud to be here talking about my officer up there and all these officers standing behind me. We give our lives. Today they talked about the hundreds of officers who have given their lives before us. Amazing what they do. It's incredible what they do. Honored them.
He's referencing an earlier event paying tribute to fallen officers and their families at the Living Flame Memorial in Center City, which included city officials like Mayor Sherelle Parker.
They leave their homes before their shifts. They kiss their loved ones goodbye, and they never know if they are coming home.
The 26-year-old officer has been on the force just over a year. Police have the 30-year-old suspect in custody. At Penn Presbyterian, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Fallen police officers and firefighters were honored Wednesday during the Living Flame Memorial Service. Every year, names are added to a monument in Center City that currently has more than 580 of them. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the story.
Mayor Sherelle Parker, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel, and Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson were on hand at Franklin Square Park to honor fallen firefighters and police officers who died in the line of duty. Officers added to the memorial this year include Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald, the Temple University officer who was shot and killed in 2023, and Sergeant Jamie Roman, who died last fall. Battalion Chief John Garrow from the Fire Department and Sergeant Joseph LeClaire Jr., a warrant officer who died in 2004, were also added. Mayor Parker spoke on the importance of including LeClaire.
Were it not for the advocacy and the insistence of our Philadelphia Police Commissioner to remember other law enforcement officials who've never previously been recognized.
The ceremony included a procession with family and colleagues placing special wreaths at the memorial. Commissioner Bethel spoke about the loss of Sergeant Roman.
We will speak his name, we will carry his memory, and we will honor his sacrifice, not only today, but every day we put on this uniform. I just want to say I'm so blessed to be there with you and this team to be here with you now.
Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Pennsylvania House has passed a bill that would legalize adult-use marijuana. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The bill passed the House 102-101 with all Democrats in favor and all Republicans opposed, meaning its future at best is uncertain as it now has to pass the Republican-controlled state Senate. Supporters of marijuana legalization, like House Majority Leader Montgomery County Democrat Matt Bradford, say people are already driving to states that border Pennsylvania to buy marijuana, getting it on street corners, or buying hemp-derived THC with questionable purity and potency.
Anyone with their eyes open knows that what goes on every day in this Commonwealth, in strip centers and street corners, is immoral, it is unconscionable, and it must stop.
Opponents like Republican Charity Grim Koopa argue the dangers they see with legalization, including potential effects on children and teenagers.
When marijuana becomes widely available, usage becomes normalized, and our young people pay the price.
The 173-page bill would set up what's described as a state store model, with the state handling marijuana sales, similar to how Pennsylvania sells liquor. While backers of the bill say that allows for more competition for producers and growers, opponents say it will be years before Pennsylvania sees any profit. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly school kids and their parents got to pedal to classes yesterday for National Bike to School Day. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
A few dozen students rode their bikes up Fifth Street to South Philly's Vare Washington Elementary School to mark Bike to School Day. Principal Dr. Allison Barnes says she wants to see this every week.
May has been spring training up to this big event, which is the National Bike Walk and Roll to School Day. And like I said, I want this to continue for the rest of the school year, every Wednesday.
Vare Washington parent Chase Trimmer rode in with his first grader. He says biking to school helps warm up a student's brain to learn. Trimmer adds the general population would do well to get a refresher on the rules of the road.
I would say that we're getting a little bit more comfortable, but there's still a long way to go for us to feel completely safe biking in the city.
200 students at 10 Philly schools took part. The 14th annual event was organized by the city's Safe Routes Philly program, which provides pedestrian, bicycle, and traffic safety lessons for schools. In South Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.